We'll do now the next maimer in Teruah, the maimer that starts with Mordechai Yotzim Lifnei HaMelech Chulu, that Mordechai comes out before the king, with all the glory after the miracle, the salvation of the Jewish people in the Nes of the Megillah, the Nes of Purim, as the Alter Rebbe will explain. So the Alter Rebbe says, Hinei Purim hu b'chinas yom ha-kippurim. Purim is like Yom Kippurim. One of the ideas of Purim is, because Purim, what means Pur? Pur is Vapur, is a girdle, is a lottery. The level of a lottery represents a very high level, because that's a level which is beyond intellect, because like this, your intellect makes choices. A lottery means you just throw. It's, what do you want to say? Okay, no. So this is the idea of Purim. The idea of Yom Kippur also, what's special about Yom Kippur? Because by Yom Kippur we say Yom HaKippurim. Kim means like, so Yom Kippur is like Purim, so that's a connection between Yom Kippur, and both of them were talking about lotteries. On Yom Kippur we had the gerolas that went on the lotteries, that went on the two goats in which they sent away La'azazel, which was the atonement for the Jewish people. And the explanation is, how does that reach atonement? And the answer is because it goes into a higher level, into the level of Gerol, which is beyond the normal, where there is a accountability in the order of Hishtausos, but it goes into the level of Gerol, which is beyond, which is the connection also with Purim, and that's the place in where a person is forgiven and a person wants to reach into his service. Let's see inside. Hine Purim ubchinas Yom Kippurim. Purim is the level of Yom Kippurim. Why? Ki Yom Kippurim pirushi kimay Purim. Yom Ha Kippurim. It's like Purim. It's like Purim. So we see there like Purim. V'Yom Kippurim hutshav hutshuva. What is Yom Kippurim? Hutshuva sheshav mimato lemailo. Yom Kippurim means teshuva, that he returns from below to above. Ubepurim gamkein. So that's the union of teshuva, and we know that on Purim there was a level of teshuva. They went from the bottom to the top. The Yidden, went and returned to Hashem. Also, Bepurim k'sim gamkein pur over there. That's why it's called Purim. Actually, it's because the pur hu ha-goyrol, that is the girdle, which is mimato lamailo, that means from below to above, which I guess pur is the translation of the word pur hu hagoyrol, so it goes mimato lamailo. V'chein b'yoyim ha-kippurim we have ashnei asirim girdolos, we also have the girdle. So, which means that on both on Purim and on Yom Kippur, you sort of raise yourself above the you go on a higher level. You go into the level of instead of being within the limitations, you go to the level of Gerol. You raise yourself. How can one go up above? But there is sins that separate and they prevent the person from getting close to Hashem. How could you return? How could you go? That's why he says La Hashem Chatos. That the sin, he says, you go to Hashem, you return to Hashem, chatos, which means shafilu hachatos, that even the sin kishoyle, when it goes up l'Hashem hu, so it goes to Hashem. Chatos is l'Hashem. Ki lemaylo gam choyshech lo yachshech, because above even darkness doesn't darken. Sheshom ein choyshech. Over there is no darkness over there, which means chait is a sin, would be a darkness. But when you get up lifnei achatas, it's still lifnei Hashem. Shakoil echad shom. Over there, everything is one. Okay, so the emesis is, so in other words, when you get to the level, when you get to above, when you get to reach into that level, so then everything is the same. So therefore, you can get shuvah, you can reach, and you can be forgiven, everything. But the question is, how do you get up there? Acheich. Let it be. This is true that above there's no choshech. How is it possible to go up to the to up there? How do you get up there? But it's known. What happened to Yom Kippurim? It was also Matan Torah, given the Torah, but it was the second luchas. The first luchas were given on Shavuos, then actually the Yidden didn't get the luchas. Then it was a service of Dibris. The luchas they got. When they got it, they broke, so that was 40 days later. But The second luchas came towards Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. That's why it came to be the Day of Atonement when they got the luchas. It means that face to face Hashem spoke to you. So what does this mean, face to face Hashem spoke to you? That means that, as he explains, is that our values and our importance is only Hashem. Face, in this context, doesn't mean the physical way of face. But when you say a face, it means somebody who you like, who you want to give, that's called, you show them a good face. Something that you don't want, or is just, if you have to come to shul because you have to come, you're not there, because you come, you show up there, it's not, your face is not into it, which means you're not doing it with a smile, you're just like forced to do so. But the, you know, if you're excited about it, you know, that's called, you know, there's a face over there. So the challenge that we have is that, you know, we like gashmis, we like material things, we like physical things, we like things that is good for us, but maybe not spiritual things. But when we say that we're face to face with Hashem, which means everything else is of no value. We do it, you know, we do it, you know. But it's not that what the he's going to say, that even very mundane things, you know, you can do it without having to. It's not bad, it's good, you know, actually, but you do it in the midst, you don't do it because of the physicality. He's going to talk even about intimacy, even about eating and drinking and other things that you do. It's actually a mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be done, it has to be done. Your face should be with Hashem. Let's look inside. Face to face, Hashem spoke to you. What is it? There's never an image of a body. What does it mean he spoke face to face? Face to face means that we faced Hashem. We were like together. We were on the same page. Something which is in your wishes, it's called face. What's against your will, it's called the back. It's like throwing something. Yeah, here, take it. So you give it to him behind your back. So it's not, that's called the back. During Matan Torah, how you call it in Yisroel, I love Yisborach. The entire wish, will of the people were to Hashem. The whole on Yone Haguf, how you bechinas ocher, and all the bodily matters was in a way of back. K'mayim Razal, I call dibur porcha nishmosom. That every work, their soul expired. So in other words, their body was there. They had bodies, but what does it mean they expired? Because so the body didn't make, that was all the backwards. So it turned out as if they didn't have bodies. So when it says nishmosom, their soul flew away, which means there was no more body. You know, it was ponim. Kamayim ha-ponim. It means it was face like the face you show to one another, like the face, the image in the water. Ukumesha kosuv. Ba'al demus hakisei, demus kimara odom. It says there's an image on the throne, an image of, looks like a person. Ba'ech shayich etzli izbarach kimara odom. So what does it mean, it was him like an image of a person? Basically saying that in Hashem was image, our image was, because when we turn to Hashem, Hashem has our image by him. It's kimare odom. It's like the face you show to Hashem. When you're ponim to Hashem, then you get Hashem's ponim. But Hashem sort of has your face ingrained to you. We learned in that. You have recently that the Rebbes used to have times that they would think about the Hasidim would be like engraved in them. We have sometimes the whole idea of when you love somebody, when a person loves his friend, his image is engraved in his heart as if he had your image. So in his, he has your image in himself. So that means ponim beponim, that means kimayim aponim. So when we say it, the muskim ara odom, it was like our image, because we were turning to Hashem. Our face was to Hashem. Hashem sort of had our face by him. It was engraved by him because his love wasn't returned for us. So this was it. So that was that. That's the level of what? That's the level of Matan Torah, we said. Over there was ponim upon him. So it's not only Matan Torah. But Achshav Gamkin Tzorich Li is called Dover Gufni. Now too, every gufni, physical matter, needs to be b'chinas ocher. That's to be in a way of the back. As our sages tell us with regards to intimacy, you do it as if kofi shade, as if you were forced by a demon. But kal v'chomer is a shav, meaning not the gashmis of it. Kal v'chomer is a shav dvorim. Certainly by other matters. It's not like people imagine. Just because you require mikveh after that means that it's repugnant. No, loikein. It's not so. Kudover godel. This is something great. The gamla mailu dover godel. Also above is a great thing. So, doesn't mean that. It just means you don't do the gufni, the gashmis of it, but the actual thing is desirable. And certainly when we talk about eating or other matters, you have to do it as if you're forced by a demon. In other words, somebody pushing you to do it, but and not to say, no, that he can't eat this. You know, people say, I don't eat this, I don't eat that. You eat what you need to eat. You know, not too choosy, not too picky, and we know which food you like, which you don't like, because the whole thing, you're not doing it. So Mela, you'll be face to face, because, in other words, your main thing is for Hashem, it's not the gosh, not the gosh music and things. It's known that they hung him up, him and his sons, above Chamishim in the higher, above Chamishim. Achina Yadua, but it's known, Shekol Echad Echad Bechlal Befrat, that each one and one, generally, and specifically, Reitz Atomit Ledobog Beiru Yisborech, wants to always connect to the Creator, to bless the Creator. Misamitz Bechol Madi Efshar, and he puts a lot of effort, as much as possible. Yeah? Ve'ene Masik Shum Dover. He makes a lot of effort, and he doesn't reach anything. He doesn't can't comprehend nothing. So there are fools that they cause them to, to give up. You know, they said we're making so much effort, so it causes them to, and they despair. And they fall from this. This is a great foolishness. We have to know this. That in the Golus we scream out, Kavram lo yodanu v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. It says we don't know Avraham and we don't recognize Israel. But v'Yitzchok lo yaka'amar. But it doesn't say we don't know Yitzchok. It says, the Pasuk says, Avraham we don't know, Israel we don't recognize, but it doesn't say about Yitzchok. V'Yisrael b'Gemara. So the Gemara says that she Yitzchok osi legal isonu. The Yitzchok is destined to redeem us. He's going to bring redemption to us. In other words, Avram and Yisrael not, but Yitzchok yes. So the Gemara says that Yitzchok is going to be redeeming us. Previously, everything was bihizgalus. It's known that earlier everything was open. Whatever they would ask, they would give them. Can you imagine? You ask Hashem for something, and God gives it to you right away. You don't have to wait. Everything is open. Whether it's physical or spiritual. You ask Hashem that you should have love for Hashem, and then Hashem gives it to you. So all what you have to do is ask. And also they had prophets. That all was, there was revealed, everything revealed, the measure of Avram and Yisrael in the level of Memal Klam. That's why they can see miracles openly. The splitting of the sea, the exodus of Egypt. But in this exile, we see no miracles, we don't see any signs from above. We don't see them. It doesn't say that there is no miracles. There's no wonders. There is, but we don't see them. Leira'inu means we didn't conceive. It's not that there is no miracles. The problem is we're not visiting, we're not seeing, we are not able to see it. Those are actually God's wonders and strengths that he hides himself not to show those great miracles that take place. We don't have any prophets. Nobody knows what. We don't know Avram. What is Avram lo yadan? Because you, Hashem, are a redeemer. You were, you are, you'll be. V'zehu l'mayla me'Avram. That's not Avram's level. She'omar afilu Avram v'Yisrael she'lamaylo heimin v'chinnis nivroi. Because even Avram and Yisrael, which are above in the spiritual, they're still created beings. K'mei she'kosuv. K'sheishis yomim osa Hashem. The 6 days Hashem made, she'afilu sheishis yomim helyonim. Even the 6 days, those are the 6 spheres, the supreme spheres, the midas, the mechinas asiyah, it's like the just level of asiyah. Avol k'sha'at Hashem goyaleinu. But when you, Hashem, redeem us, yevshel liris hanisim bihizgalus, then we can't see miracle openly. Avol be'emes afilu k'hayoyim. Even today, sha'parnosis duchukim, that we have a hard time with our livelihood. V'umamish k'mekiris yamsuf, it's like splitting the sea. Achshem islabesh derechateva, it dresses up in the nature. So we have the Lochin, Bittel, Yechnen, Kohen Godel, Sam Eiririm. So that's why Yechnen, Kohen Godel, he nullified, the Gemara says, those who would wake up, Shoyo Emirim, Ura Lomos Tishon Avaya. He says, wake up, why are you sleeping, Hashem? He said. So he took that away, Vuhu Bittel, Shein Tzorich Lo Eiririm. We don't need to wake him up, Hashem, Kin Ilyon Vlo Yishon. He doesn't slumber, he doesn't sleep, Rak Shein On Noraim Kinal. It's just that we don't see. Ki Be'emes Ani Avaya Lo Shenisi. For I, Hashem, did not change. It says that it fell, and she will no longer get up. So that is the Nafla, which means once you've descended into the level of Seviv Kol Almi, you can't go up above. Ach efsher li is kore, but you can still be close. Mipnei zeh nes mislabish b'derech hateva. That's why the miracle dresses up in nature. V'chein b'purim, like with the purim, kol ma'isa megillah b'derech hateva. Also, everything was in nature. V'chein ma'asher onu tzeikim ve'inenim, where we yell out to Hashem and we don't have to respond. Lo yishein onu nenim. It's not like we're not responding to it. Rak she'in on the rain, we don't see. V'adraba, umrazala, Hashem just tell us, kol l'bavu shkini imamu, and the exil shkini is with us. V'gam nema v'ani b'sech ha-goyla, she'nek na'isro nikra ni, k'si v'ani tfilo. U'b'der, she'n ish'erim, k'she'n mispalma inenim, aval ach she'n v'ani tfilo, she'n li ba'atz mi tfilo, she'n haftu liu. Guess what? Okay, so we're doing the Maimir Mordechai Yotzei, Megillas Esther. That's the third Maimir over here. In the middle of the Maimer over here. So, he was discussing that there comes a time, the time of Golus, in which we don't have an open connection to Hashem. He quotes the Pasuk, Avram lo yodanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. We don't know Avraham, and we don't recognize Israel. That's the time of Golus, which is the Midos, the level of Atzilus, and the level of revelation. Things were open and were given easily. We don't experience that anymore. But he explains that they had prophets, things were open. It's not like we don't have it today. They were able to see miracles openly. We don't see. We have miracles today, but we don't see them. But what happens is, that we reach in then to a deeper level, to the level of Seviv Kol Almi. So look over here. So let's continue from Avogolus Hazeh. Golus, we don't see no
miracles. We don't see, we're not able to see the wonders. Not God forbid that we don't have any signs today. But we can't see those signs. The adrabe, but it's on the contrary. Hein hein neidoisov, hein hein gvuroisov. That the fact is, when Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva that he was very upset when he saw the goyim are all sitting in peace. All the other rabbis were upset, they were crying, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. And they had this exchange of the conversation. He says, why are you laughing? You see such destruction, the Beis HaMikdash, you see the Goyim are successful, and the Jewish people are laid, the Beis HaMikdash is waste, and the Jewish people are degraded. So he says, and they wanted to stop saying, because that, Hokel, HaGodel, HaGiber, VaHanoira. They say the awesome God. So they said, why are we going to say the awesome God? There's no more awesome God because the Goyim are successful. So he says, Adrabe, Hein, Hein, Neroisov, Hein, Guroisov. That's actually Hashem's great wonders that the Eibishter allows for that. So which means, as he's going to explain, that the Eibishter makes the miracles, but in a way that we don't see it. So those are just like in the time when we were able to see. So then there was open miracles, but now when the miracles still take place, but the miracles are the Gvuraisov, are still in a level of Gvur, in a level of hidden, that we don't see it openly. That is the Eibishter's Gvura. That's the Ein Oid Navi, as you're going to say, we tap into a higher level. The Ein Oid Navi, V'lo Yitonu Yedeya Admo. We don't have a prophet, and we don't know. V'zo Machmash Avram Lo Yodainu. We don't know Avram. But rather, you, Hashem, alone is our Redeemer. It's no longer Avram, but it's Hashem Himself. The level of Hoya, Hoy Veviyya was, is, and will be, which is higher than Ishtal Shalus. This is higher than Avraham. Shafilu Avram v'Yisrael shelamaylo, even the level of Avram and Yisrael above, as they are in the spheres, hebichinas nivroim, they are still in the level of created beings. Kimeisha kosuv, kisheishis yomim also Hashem. It says 6 days Hashem created. Shafilu sheishis yomim ha'el yainim. Sheishis yom, the spheres are hebichinas asiyah. It's leizbarach, a level of asiyah. So that's the level of Avraham, the level of Yisrael. We don't have that level now in the time of Golus. But when Hashem is our Redeemer, it's not open. We can't see the miracles in an open way. But the truth is, even nowadays, Shaparnos is the chukim, in which our livelihood are squeezed. We don't have it easy. Humamesh kimoi kriyas yamsuf, it's mamesh still, like the miracle of kriyas yamsuf. We do get the parnos, it's still like kriyas yamsuf. Ach, shemislabesh derech hateva, it goes dressed up through the ways of nature. That's why he took away those who would complain. They would say, they would sort of wake up Hashem, get up Hashem, why are you sleeping, why are you slumbering? So to pray to Hashem, he took away that prayer. V'hu bitl. We don't have to wake him up. For he doesn't sleep, doesn't slumber. It's just that we don't see. I, Hashem, have not changed. So therefore, there is no change. Ach mipnei shenemar al golus hazeh noflo loisei sivkum. She fell, and she won't get up. Shehu. Sevev kolamu umemale kolalmim. Which is sevev umemale kolalmim. Noflo, which means once it goes into memale kolalmim, it doesn't get up to sevev kolalmim. Sheyev shelal is lemaila. So you cannot go up above. If you're in the memale kolalmim, noflo, once you fell down, you can't get up. Sevev kolalmim cannot go up into sevev kolalmim. But you can still get close. Achev sheli is korev. You could still be close. Umipnei ze haneis mislabish b'derech hateva. That's why the miracle dresses up in nature. So it's not an open miracle like, it's not like Seviv in the time of Golus, it's not an open miracle like the Seviv Kolam and Malach Kolam. In this world we don't see the open miracle, but we can get close to the miracle in through the garments of nature. So what he's saying is, Be'emison, just like by Purim, it was the great miracle, but it was dressed up in nature. Every day that we live, we have miracles, but it's dressed up in nature, and we don't see it. But then nature is there. V'chein b'Purim, kol ma'isa Megillah. The entire story of Megillah is b'derech hateva. It was all in nature. V'chein ma'ashonu tzeik v'ein nenun. This is say that we scream out to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't respond. We're not responded to. It's not like we're not responded to. It's we don't see. But we are, Hashem does answer us. We don't see the answer. That's why it's so important. The Rebbe would always say, we should be seen and revealed, because the fact that Hashem still answers, we still have now, but it doesn't help us much. I mean, it helps, but we would like to see it in our real lives. Adrabe Omrazal Golu Lubavel Shchinei Mohem. The Yidden exile into Bavel, the Shchinei is with them. Hashem goes along with the Yidden. So which means in the Emerson is that Hashem in the level of Seviv, actually the higher level, is with them. V'gam ne'amar, there's also the Pasuk says, Va'ani b'soich ha'goylo. The Navi says, I was in the exile, together with the Yidden in their exile. So the Va'ani, he teaches, the level of Ani is b'soich ha'goylo. Va'ani b'soich ha'goylo. Knesset Yisrael, Nikra Ani, that Knesset Yisrael is called Ani. Va'ani, meaning Ani, I, meaning Knesset Yisrael is Bezech HaGoylo Uksiv Vani Tefila, and Knesset Yisrael is connected. Ani Bezech HaGoylo, we're in Golos, but we're still Tefila. What does it mean we're still Tefila? We are connected, which means he's going to say V'doyre Seyre Shenik Shoyim Espalim Hoyunenim. The first generations, when they would daven, they would be responded to. Aval Achshov Vani Tefila, I am the prayer, which means Ani ba'atzmi tefila melosh naftuli. I myself am connected. So it's not like somebody is giving me something, but it's just Ani tefila. V'loch ein ksiv, that's why the pasuk says, uvemois avi avi ima. When her father and mother died. What did it mean the father and mother died? When Avraham and Yisrael, all the levels are dead by the person. He doesn't have no excitement, no chesed, no revelation, no sviris, no midas. So there's no mother and father to take care of you. You don't have in galus. You don't have this midas. You don't have this galus. Then Mordechai takes you. Lekocha Mordechai lo luvas. Shubchinas Avram kiduah. So then lekocha Mordechai. So when there's no mother and father, then Mordechai shuhu rav chesed, which is level of rav chesed, level of higher than Ishtashlus. Ach, Kimeshikosu, Vahanaido, Yifas Toyar Vetevas Mare. The maiden is a good looking, good shape, and good looking, which means when we which are the Naira, are good looking, good shape, we take that, and then Rav Chese takes us. Oh, that's when he does his wishes, her wishes, which means Hashem takes us and he does our wishes, because our wishes are to connect to Hashem. So then we become Tevas Mare, we become good looking. He takes us for a daughter. Al Tikra Levas, don't call it Levas and Levais, because there's the Gemara Darshans from there that he took her actually to a wife, not just as a daughter that he raised her, but Esther was his wife. So it means we Darshan it Levais, meaning it became his home. Shenizgale Al Yodo Ki Yodua. So through her, it was. It's revealed, which means that the level of Rav Chesed was revealed through Knesset Yisrael, through this that Eibshe takes in as a bas. V'izgalus bo. So what is the bottom line? How does this revelation come that becomes a Yifas Torah v'Teves Mare and the Kochaloi Labas becomes a bas? That comes because of the study of Torah. So he says, "Bavzgalus bo," going back to the beginning of the Maimer, because Machmasu Mordechai Yotzom Milfnei Hamelech Bilavush. These are the garments that they dress up. That is how his galus of the Savior of Chesed comes around. There are six things mentioned. Ateres, the various different kinds are the six ornaments that Mordechai went, that the Megillah says, those represent the six Sdorim of the Mishnah. The six Sdorim of the Mishnah is that's Talmud, the Torah Shabbat Peh. So we say, Tcheles the Seder Moyed. That is the, Malchus, I'm sorry, we skipped over here. I know, they Shisha Sdorim. Those are through the six orders. Malchus is the level of Seder Zeroyim. What's the connection because of the Seder of Zeroyim with Malchus? K'meshe Kosuv, Kiko Eretz Toitzi Tzimcha, that like the land produces the growth. Uksiv Emes Me'eretz Tzimcha. So Zeroyim, the truth grows from the ground, which is the level of Malchus. Torah comes from Torah, which is the word of Emes. See exactly what the connections are between the different so Malchus is Seder Tcheles, the Seder Moyed. Tchelis refers to the Seder Moed, Loshon Zman, it's time. There is the Seder Noshim, Vateres of Gedoyle is the Seder Nezikim, Vetachrich Butz, Loshon Bad, is the Seder Kochim. So the Bad maybe is referring to the garments of the Kohen. The Kohen was wearing a Michnas Ibad. Bargomon that say the Taris. Gotta look up Shlefish Yeshbu Kamagavnu, because that's colors. I'm not getting exactly what's the connection between each one of these other. But the bottom line is, it takes the Shishas Dorim. Those are the six different levels that it says, Mordechai Yotzo, you got them. So, V'achach Yove Bizgalus. So then it will come out openly that the city of Shushan was rejoicing and was happy. It was the lighter. So in other words, that while they were in Golos, and while we don't have the experience, but when we do the Shishas Dorim, through the Torah, we have to get the level of Sevev Kula Almin to be elevated to that and see the miracles. And that's how the miracles take place over there as well. All right, it's a little bit also hard, a little very short. We have to just look up the sources to find out exactly. If to look, usually in the Rebbe's Maimorim, you will have it more clearer, the references. Give you the more clear that in the back they mentioned one connection between why is this governing exactly. This is just got to look up that information. Mm-hmm.